Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox.
Thank you. Love you guys.
7 to 10 a.m.
I appreciate your humor.
Hot Radio Maine.
You guys have an awesome radio show.
Maine's hit music show.
We got A Boogie NLE Choppin' tickets to give away. They're going to be at the TD Garden. 207-807-1104 is the phone number, and it is Wednesday, so we have a Would You Rather for you. Tara, what do we got this morning?
Would you rather never enjoy music again or never enjoy food again?
Oh, man, you always pick the most depressing options. All right,
Never. Well, what am I going to do? Would you rather laugh or would you rather smile? Like, that's the whole point of a would you rather.
Laugh. Oh, you know what? I'm trying to be good about my health, so I think I'm going to go with never enjoy food again.
I was going to say that.
Because if I can't enjoy food, then I'm just eating for survival at that point, so it doesn't matter what I eat. So it's not like I'm going to have massive pasta dishes or go out for ice cream or anything. I'm just going to get my nutrients and the calories I need to survive each day, and then I'm going to enjoy music, and I'm going to be good looking.
Yeah, I'm going to do the same exact thing because anytime I've ever tried to diet or eat healthy, I never enjoy anything I'm eating. I'm like, ugh,
but food is
plain
so good.
Chicken and brown rice. Blech.
Yeah, if you don't enjoy anything, you eat plain chicken and brown rice every meal.
What's the difference, really?
Haley and Standish, would you rather never enjoy music again or never enjoy food again?
I'm going to agree with you guys. I really like music, so, and, you know, we could all use losing a little weight. So I'm going to go with never enjoy food again.
All right, fair enough. Plus, you wouldn't get to enjoy us ever if you couldn't enjoy music, right?
Yeah, you know, you got to feel the words, and I really like music. I get lost in it sometimes. So.
All right. Liz in Biddeford, would you rather never enjoy food or never enjoy music again?
I'd rather never enjoy food. Because my diet is pretty crap, so I feel like it'd be easier for me to, like, just eat fruits and vegetables and stuff. And I definitely need music, like, you know, your mental health, emotional well-being.
Right.
I need to truly enjoy my music.
All right, it seems like we're getting a clean sweep. Everybody's saying not enjoy food.
Yeah, I feel like if you didn't enjoy music, you'd be a miserable person.
Right.
So I feel like your emotional well-being would be more important than tasting food.
Frankie from Westbrook, would you rather never enjoy food again or never enjoy music again?
I would go with the food.
All right.
I got to listen to music, man. Music just eases my mind, you know what I mean?
Oh, we know.
Well, this is making me feel good because everybody...
It's our livelihood.
Everybody is not giving up on us this morning, so I can appreciate that.
Then we don't got a radio station, man. You guys are the only hot radio station in Maine, man.
Oh!
I appreciate it. Are you trying to go see some live music?
Oh, yeah.
All right, we're going to hook you up with tickets. A Boogie, Annalie Choppy, you're in there.
Thank you, my brother. You guys have a good morning. I appreciate you guys.
You too, Frankie. Ticket giveaway made hot in Maine by The Garage at the Sanford Traffic Circle. Stop in and save 20% at Maine's dopest recreational dispensary fueled by Green Truck.
Hot Radio Maine.
Let me explain something to you one time,
Hot
man.
Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox. Five things you need to know.
Six Portland schools were placed under lockdown Tuesday morning after receiving bomb threats that were determined to be hoaxes. Six principals received emails at about 10 a.m. Tuesday that claimed somebody had placed explosive devices on the school grounds. Police checked the school grounds and determined the emails were a hoax. What's even crazier is that five of the six were elementary schools.
Okay.
Who's doing that?
I don't know.
So bizarre. People are weird out there. Absentee voting is now underway for June primaries in Maine. The election includes contested Republican primaries in both of Maine's congressional districts, as well as 18 contested primaries for seats in the legislature. Bruins beat the Panthers 2-1 last night in Game 5 to stave off elimination. The series comes back to Boston tomorrow night for Game 6. Celtics have a chance to close out the Eastern Conference semifinals tonight in Game 5, starting at 7 p.m. Talking about playoffs, so let's close out this Celtics series. New life for the Bruins. Let's go. The live stream portal. Have you heard about this?
I have. The only things I've seen of it is why it got shut down.
Right. So the live stream portal, I saw when they opened it up and I'm like, that's super cool. It's basically, think like a giant webcam in New York in Dublin. So it goes both ways. So you're basically looking into a street in Dublin, you're looking into the street in New York, and you can see what's going on. And I think the strangest thing is there's, I want to say, like a 6-hour time difference. So if you're there at, like, you know, 8 p.m., you're really in the middle of the night in Dublin. So you're seeing some strange stuff going on back and forth. Well, they've...
Who even came up with this?
I don't know. I think it's pretty cool, though.
It is cool, but it just seems kind of random.
Yeah, it is very random. And, like, why New York and Dublin? Why those two spots?
Know.
Well, it's been shut down temporarily. Yeah. And here's why. Bad behavior from the Irish. Tisk, tisk. The Dubliners.
And Americans.
See, the article I read was just focused on the Irish, so it must have been written from the American point of view.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that there were some New Yorkers that were doing some stuff, too. Dubliners have been seen flashing body parts, showing images from 9/11.
I know, what the heck?
And holding up signs with swear words across the portal screen. I saw somebody hold up a sign that said, "Rest in peace, Pop Smoke," which I don't know if that was trolling. Maybe they're just a Pop Smoke fan and Pop Smoke is from New York.
That one could have been innocent, but the 9/11?
The 9/11, they showed the picture, planes hitting the towers and they held up their
phone.
You're
showing that to New Yorkers?
Right.
You're sick.
Yeah, they're starting beef. A woman was even escorted from the portal after Dublin cops caught her grinding against it. Officials are...
God.
Officials are trying to figure out safety solutions here while the portal's closed. So they're trying to figure out how to, I guess, censor the portal, if you will, before they reopen the portal. It's just a big webcam.
How long did it last? A few days to
maybe
a week?
I want to say it was like a week at best.
And we ruined it.
Can't have nice things.
The thing that I saw last was a woman standing in front of it and lifted up her shirt and was jumping up and down. And I thought that could get you in some serious trouble, not only for indecent exposure, but if there's any minors around.
Wasn't she promoting her OnlyFans page?
I don't know.
That's what I don't know. The article that I read on it. Was she a New Yorker or was she from...
I thought they were in America.
From Dublin. Yeah, I'm sure we're not innocent here. I'm sure that there's been some New Yorkers that have done some things back. This article just focused on the negatives from the Irish. Always trying to take my Irish people down.
Real nice.
The solar activity that lets Americans view the Northern Lights isn't finished just yet, Tara. So we didn't see it, but we might have a second chance. They're likely going to give us one more chance to see the lights. According to NASA rep, the peak of the current solar cycle is going to arrive between November of this year and March of 2026. So pretty wide gap there. But NASA predicts that Americans could see the Northern Lights best again around July 2025.
Okay, no one forget this time.
Yeah, so we have a year and 2 months. And
hopefully they hype it up.
Make sure you remind me because you've got your planner. Write it down.
I'm not responsible for you.
You're more organized than I am. I'll be
That's
so
weaponized incompetence.
I'll be so mad if you take a picture of the Northern Lights and then I completely
no,
forget.
No, but I actually would do that though. Because I'd be like, that's your own fault. You didn't write it down. I'm not responsible for you.
Yeah, but
boo-hoo.
Why wouldn't it just be a nice thing that you would do? Like it would come to that date and you'd be like, oh my God, I remember Ryan missed it too. Let me think of my friend and shoot him a text. Be like, hey, don't miss it.
I think you lean on me too much sometimes. TBH. I'm still upset with you a little bit. Last week, you made a big giant mess in the studio and you asked me to vacuum it up for you.
Well, I was joking about that.
I don't think you were.
Well, I was.
Because I could have been a pushover and been like, sure, and
I
done
was
it.
Joking.
And you would have been like, huh, sweet.
I was joking unless you were going to do it. You can't get mad at me for trying.
I can, actually.
I gave it a shot.
I totally can.
I gave it a shot.
Yeah, I thought that was a little disrespectful and a little sexist. Like, oh, I just made this big giant mess. I'm a big sloppy man and I'm going to go ask this cute little girly if she'll clean up my mess. What is she going to do? Tell me no?
Listen, I was doing.
I did, by the way. I was like, no.
I was doing things that were outside of my job description as well. And I was trying to figure out, I was like, I got to get to work. Maybe somebody else will help me out here in the studio.
I found that to be so rude. Whoa, whoa, I just lost my voice. My God. I found it to be so rude and insulting and a little sexist. And so, no, I'm not going to remind you about the Northern Lights. You can buy your own planner. I think I saw you walking around with one. You got one.
I have one. Well, we're even now. You're not going to remind me about the Northern Lights. And I asked you to vacuum.
Worry about yourself. Like, how dare you, honestly?
You know what? I did something to spite you.
What?
After that attitude, I threw away.
After I told you no, I'm not going to clean up your mess?
I threw away the box for the vacuum.
Why do I care about that?
Because you were the one that kept it. I was like, why do we have to take it apart and put it in the box? And I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna just store this because it was too much to put together. It was too hard. Haley watched me do it. And then I said, I think I'm going to throw this away. And she said, okay. I'm not using her as an accomplice. I don't want to throw her under the bus.
The only reason why I kept the box is because it had a few attachments. And I was like, where are these loose attachments going to go? And did they get thrown on the ground in the corner of the closet? Did I see that correctly?
Yep. Also.
Nice.
Also, I would like to point out that this is why I asked you, because you're more organized than me and I'm not using weaponized incompetence.
It is because you threw the attachments on the ground and you threw the box away because you were like, oh, I can't deal with this. It's too much.
Well, what happened was...
You don't have any patience.
What happened was it came with like a thing to put to the wall.
Yeah, a mount.
A mount for the wall, and it carries the attachments and everything. But what happened was I put it on the wall and I fastened it too high on the wall. It's supposed to sit a little lower so the vacuum can sit on the ground. So I messed that up and it's really stuck on there, and I tried to get it off and I couldn't get it off. And then because it's too close to the shelf above, you can't put the attachments on because the shelf is there. So it just turned into this whole big issue, and then I just got upset and threw the parts on the ground and walked
away.
Seems
like you should have just put it back in the box.
Well, it had a mount. I mounted it in the wrong spot.
I seem to have a method to my madness.
It had a mount. I thought I was doing the right thing. I was going above and beyond. I'm like, I'm going to put this mount up on the wall. It's going to be tucked away in the closet. It's going to be great. And then I screwed it all up. I'm not a handyman. I'm first to admit it.
Yeah, now you learned your lesson. Never ask me to do anything again, because now, look, it derailed your whole day.
That if I didn't ask you, I still would have derailed my whole day by doing exactly what I did. There was a shot that you could have saved me from derailing my whole day.
It's not my responsibility to save you. Just because I'm a woman doesn't mean I have to vacuum.
Oh my God. That's not where my mind went. I don't see gender in the office.
Well, thank you.
All right. People are probably tired of us arguing about a vacuum, so we're going to move on.
Sorry, I've been holding that in.
Well, I'm glad you got it out.
I was upset about it. I went home and I was like, he asked me to vacuum. I didn't like that. I wish we had HR. I would have told HR.
Listen, I only asked you because you were the one that wanted the vacuum in the first place. And I ordered it.
I don't know if I wanted a vacuum, but I was like, there was dust or something. We moved furniture and I was like, ugh, we should really have like a vacuum at the station just to have, instead of waiting for the cleaners to come. And then you like got me this, you acted as if it was a big gift for me. And I opened it and I was like, why is this for me? Why did you buy me a vacuum?
Because you said
also something that I could report to HR if we were big enough.
Oh my God. All right. Well, you know what? It's just hot mornings with Tara. I'm leaving for the day. I've been put on suspension. Play Brains for Banquet Tara this hour.
Go mount a vacuum.
Think about the awesome vacuum you can get with $800.
Hot Radio Man.
Oh, Lord.
Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox. Dirty on the 30.
It's your show.
I'm sorry. I'm doing my other million tasks right now.
All right. Fine. So you're saying you want me back?
The listeners want you back.
Am I off suspension? Can I be off suspension?
You actually have an in-house suspension today.
I was in-house suspended for 2 songs.
Those were so pointless, the in-house suspensions at school, because it's like they kept you in school all day, but you weren't allowed to do your homework. You just had to sit there. You could still see what was happening in the class. Like your friends were still across the room.
They let us do homework.
Really?
Yeah. But ours wasn't in the same room. Yours was in the same room.
When kids had in-house suspensions, they were literally just sitting at a desk that was dragged away from all the other desks in a corner of the room.
Oh, no. We had an in-house.
They still went to school.
Yeah, we still went to school, but we had an in-house suspension room.
Oh, like so detention.
You spent a whole day in one room with the in-house suspension teacher, who might have been my basketball coach. I'm trying to remember.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. It's usually the basketball coach that's like, I got to do something else here at the school.
Is that in like study hall?
Yeah. All right. A lawsuit was filed accusing DJ Academics of rape, sexual assault, and defamation. He's the one that's always out there spreading gossip. Now there's some tea about him. A woman that goes by the name of Zaya claims she dated Ack in 2021. He invited her to his home in 2022 after not seeing each other for a while. Zaya said Academics and 2 other men drugged and raped her during the visit.
My God.
Academics has denied the accusations. He went on a whole live stream rant where he implied that Roc Nation and Tyrone Blackburn are hunting him. Blackburn is the attorney who has been representing Lil Rod in the infamous Diddy situation, and he's saying that this guy just wants to drag the defendant's name through the mud and he doesn't have any actual evidence. Ack alluded to the fact that Blackburn is also representing Zaya in this case. And as far as Roc Nation goes, Academics has been critical of the Megan Thee Stallion and Tory Lanez situation, and the CEO of Roc Nation is also on the Rolling Stone Culture Council, and that is where the main report about the lawsuit came from. So he is into all of these conspiracy theories. He thinks it's a whole plot against him, but it's not looking good for DJ Academics, who became the story of the day yesterday.
That guy's weird, though. I never trusted that guy.
Eminem published an obituary for his alter ego, Slim Shady, in the Detroit Free Press newspaper. The obit said, Slim Shady made lasting impressions and fans will never forget controversial rapper. The tribute continued.
Why did he do this?
Well, I believe let me get to that part. The tribute continued, a product of Detroit who began his career there as a rogue splinter in the flourishing underground rap scene of the mid to late 1990s. Shady first became a household name in 1999 with the debut of his playfully deranged single, My Name Is, which along with its uniquely eye-catching video exposed the young artist and his lyrics to a wider audience. The obituary ended with, may he truly find the peace in an afterlife that he could not find on earth. You can read the full thing. It's up on our Instagram at Hot Radio Main. And the obituary comes weeks after Eminem announced a new album was coming this summer. And the new album is rumored to be called The Death of Slim Shady.
I'm not about this. I don't want Slim Shady to die. I want Slim Shady to come back make a return.
You want Marshall Mathers to die.
Is that what I want?
You want Eminem.
I want Eminem to go back to being fun instead of like scary.
I'm not afraid. Everybody, sing it with me.
Everybody.
Say
why. Look at what that kind of guy singing that kind of song. He's taking sunglasses off his head and snapping them in half and stomping on them and screaming in airports, causing a scene. Like, I want music like, hi, my name is, like, silly, stupid, fun.
Just lose it.
Fun stuff. Yeah. Not like, I'm going to lay my fist through the drywall. I don't want that. I don't want that.
No, Love the Way You Lie? That's a banger.
Until you read the lyrics, until you listen to the lyrics.
I know. If you don't know what we're talking about, there's a viral video of a guy in the airport singing Not Afraid, and he's telling people to sing along, and nobody's singing with him. And I think that that's a real tragedy of that video.
Because they're scared.
I don't know. I'm excited to see what direction this has, and just the fact that it's got Slim Shady in the title leaves me to believe that there's hope there will be a little bit of the old school Eminem on it. Maybe this is Slim Shady's letter before he's passed on. So it's
one. He's going to be like, psych, you thought I was dead.
One last project. For the first time, Khloe Kardashian brought her kids to see their daddy play basketball. Daughter True and son Tatum, who's 21 months old, showed up at the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse Monday, where the Cavs faced the Boston Celtics in Game 4 of the Eastern Conference semifinals. True had been asking to go to a game, so Khloe wanted to make it a special outing for her. True was rocking a pink t-shirt. Tatum wore a Cavs shirt with his dad's number on the back. And Khloe also chaperoned her nephew, Saint West, Kim Kardashian's oldest son, who was rocking a Tristan jersey as well. The whole crew got to watch their dad lose to the Celtics. Tough break. Boston leads the series 3-1, and I hope they show up tonight in Boston to help us close out this series. There are good luck charms. Every game the kids have showed up to, the Celtics have won. So let's continue that.
That's messed up.
Tom Brady is having some regrets, Tara, about being a part of Netflix's The Greatest Roast of All Time, saying it affected his kids.
I loved when the jokes were about me. I thought they were so fun. I didn't like the way that it affected my kids. So it's the hardest part about like the bittersweet aspect of when you do something that you think is one way and then all of a sudden you realize I wouldn't do that again because of the way that it affected actually the people that I care about the most in the world.
He said that the roast taught him a good lesson.
So it was like, I just want to like laugh. And so I wanted to do the roast because the guy Jeff Ross became someone that I knew. And and then you don't see the full picture all the time. So I think it's a good lesson. Like for me as a parent, I'm going to be a better parent as I go forward because of it. And at the same time, I'm happy everyone who was there had a lot of fun. And I do think for me, just outside of, let's say that, it always is good. Like, if we're not laughing about things, we're crying. And I think we should have more fun.
Thoughts, feelings, concerns?
I like that he says like when he talks. It's refreshing, actually.
I saw somebody, it might have been one of your burner accounts, that said, just a typical man doing something that he knew was wrong and then getting it on and doing a public apology.
No, that wasn't me, I swear. It wasn't me, I swear. I'm kind of drawing a blank, and I admittedly didn't watch all of the roasts. I went to bed. I don't remember specific jokes about his kids. So is he talking about jokes that were made about Giselle that impact their whole family?
I think that's what it was, because Nikki Glaser said that there was a few things off limits and the kids were one of them. They all decided the kids were one of them. And then,
of course,
Robert Kraft was another one that got a little jab, and then Tom Brady shut that down. Everybody talked about that.
Yeah.
That was off limits. And I think the kids thing, there was a few jokes about like his fatherhood, about leaving the family.
Yeah, okay.
That hit, and I'm sure the kids didn't appreciate that, but there was nothing about like the kiss.
No.
Or anything like that. I think it was mainly just affecting the family and the jokes about his family and how it affected them.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he should have waited till they were all adults, perhaps.
Fair enough.
But then we would have been waiting a long time, like 10 more years.
he's relevant now. He's going into his first broadcast game that he's going to do coming up this season. So it made sense to kind of hop on that wave. But yeah, he definitely regrets it. I also noticed that in that interview clip previously, he would describe Jeff Ross as his friend, Jeff Ross, that, you know, talked him into doing it. And now he says, that guy, Jeff Ross, I became, he didn't say I became friends with. He said, what did he say exactly?
Wanted to do the roast because the guy Jeff Ross became someone that I knew. And,
Became somebody that I knew. So maybe he's a little salty towards Jeff Ross after all of this went down.
Do you think Giselle's on the phone like, you need to defend your family?
I think everybody in his circle, the loved ones that he's talking about, probably gave him some heat and he felt the need to. He's a smart enough guy. He knows he needs to go out there and make that apology. Moving along from Tom Brady, fans were hoping for a new Cardi B album back in 2023, and then she shut that down and said no album in 2023, and then fans get a little more hopeful for this year. She's dropped two singles already, Like What, Freestyle, and Enough/Miami. Then a fan suggested that Cardi should take some time away from social media. She gets all worked up answering her fans, and sometimes it backfires. Cardi seemed to agree, and in a now-deleted response to that fan, she said, no new album this year. I don't care. I'm relaxing this year. She said she's going to fulfill her obligations. There's a few features that are going to come out, but no album this year. But then she deleted it. So maybe we will get an album this year, and she was just kind of caught up in the moment.
Maybe she does need to take a break from social media. Her team was like, what are you talking about?
Well, she agreed in part of that tweet. She was like, you're right. I just need to go out and have fun and live my life and vacation. No album this year. This is pretty exciting for you, I think. A new version of Jeopardy is coming to Amazon Prime Video. You could crush it at this. Not that you didn't beat Spose.
Let's be careful here.
Not that you didn't beat Spose in Jeopardy, College Jeopardy, when we played a few weeks back. But Pop Culture Jeopardy is coming to Amazon Prime.
I needed this.
The twist.
And I'm sorry, but I don't want it to go to Amazon Prime. I want it to be on before normal Jeopardy. What's on before? Wheel?
Yeah, you're saying get rid of Wheel?
No. Keep Wheel. But okay, so maybe tack it on after Jeopardy and take the spot of like a 8 p.m.
No, that's where the sitcoms go or the dramas.
They're usually like
Young Sheldon.
Firefighter shows. The 911. Chicago. The EMT. Like
Chicago Fire or something. Yeah. Anyways, the twist on the original game features questions based on music, film, TV, stage, and sports. The sports categories might hurt you in that one, but I think film, TV, and stage would be good if they did some gossip categories, crushing it.
Music.
And music, yeah. The show's going to be the latest spinoff. I didn't even realize that they've had past spinoffs of Jeopardy. They've done Rock and Roll Jeopardy. They did Sports Jeopardy. And they also did a children's version that was just called Jep. They just shortened it. I guess because
kids have no memory of that.
Because kids are short. No premiere date has been set yet, but like I said, coming to Amazon Prime Video. That is your Dirty on a 30 Made How to Made by Side by Each Brewing. Beer, coffee, and food for sustenance morning, noon, and night. Get chicken and waffles for brunch this weekend at Side by Each, Mine and Ave in Auburn.
Wake up. We vibe right here. Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
As we get ready to play Brains for Bank, $800 in the prize pot. We're asking you today, what?
Have you ever been mistaken for someone else?
Famous or non-famous, it doesn't matter. Just mistaken for somebody else.
It doesn't matter.
Mistaken identity. Have you ever been mistaken for somebody else?
I get mistaken as workers at clothing stores all the time. Or at Target, I'll be like, I'm not even wearing red. But I just probably look confident and look like I know where I'm going and where the things are because I do actually know where they are. So I actually end up helping these customers and not getting paid for it. Because I'll say, I do know exactly what you're looking for. Follow me right this way.
Did you go up to customer service after asking for compensation?
No.
Because that seems like something you might do.
No, but I should. I should send them an invoice because it happens all the time. Or I'll just be shopping. I was at Nordstrom Rack, minding my own business, looking through the clearance rack. And someone's like, excuse me, do you know if you have this in another size? And I said, I do not. I do not work here. And they were very confused. And I was very confused because I was in leggings and a hoodie. It's like, I don't work here. What gave off the vibe?
So you get confused.
I don't have a lanyard around my neck.
Huh.
I get confused for a worker all the time, I think, just because I know how to shop. I know how to navigate the store. Maybe it's because I put things back where I found them and people see me doing that.
Oh, and they think that you're from the dressing room putting things back. Like that's what the dressing room workers do. So that could be an explanation.
Perhaps. Have you ever been mistaken for someone else?
This past weekend, I was DJing a prom in New Hampshire, and one of the workers at, I want to say it was called Governor's Inn was the location, I was like staring at me and goes, what's your name? And I said, Ryan. And they said, you work on cars? And I said, huh? cars
could not be further from the truth.
Cars like toot toot, like beep beep cars. And she said,
vroom vroom.
She said, yeah, automobiles, cars. You work on cars. And I say, no. You got the wrong person.
I could never imagine you doing that.
No. I was like, I know nothing about cars.
Maybe in another life?
I was like, I wish I could work on cars. I wish I could change my own oil. I have attempted to change my own tire.
It's kind of a compliment. It's a very manly thing.
Oh, wow. Now that I look at it that way. Also, I get...
Like, who's this big, strong man that works on cars?
I think it's because of the radio gig here. I get a lot of people do come up to me and go, oh, my God, you look so familiar. Where do I know you from? I feel weird being like, I'm on the radio. Check out the Instagram. But I'm like, they probably know me from like an event that we did, or, you know, I hosted the Red Claws for a while, or any club night that I've been at. And I'm just like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I got one of those faces is what I always reply, because I feel weird being like, actually, listen to me 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. in the morning on hot mornings. You probably know me from there. I'm also like self-deprecating? Where I'm like, I don't want to say, oh, I'm on the radio, and then have them go, nah, that's not it. Like, I don't listen to that station.
You think that they would question you?
No, I think that they would be like, that's listen. Not where I know you from.
Oh, okay, okay.
No, I don't care about that station. That's not where I know you from. 207-807-1104. The question is?
Have you ever been mistaken for someone else? This actually happened to my mom when I was in middle school. She looked eerily similar to the mom of another girl in my class. And anytime there was a field trip or a chaperoned event, my mom would always volunteer. And there was another dad that would always volunteer. And he always thought my mom was this other woman. And he'd be like, oh, how are the kids? How are the girls? And my mom would start to go along with it because she had daughters.
Right.
And then she'd slowly realize that this guy thought she was someone else, and she told him one time, and then moving forward, he never remembered. So she would just pretend to be this other mom for like years.
That's hilarious. I used to play basketball with a bunch of Filipinos in LA. Also played center because they're all really short. And they would all call me Robin Thicke. So they
I can kind of see that.
I don't think they mistook me for Robin Thicke. They just thought it was funny because I had like the hairstyle and looked like, and I'm a white guy.
I feel like you kind of could look like Robin Thicke though.
Yeah, I gotta stop eating food. 207-807-1104. The question is,
have you ever been mistaken for someone else?
I got one more story for you.
Tell me.
My uncle looked like this Red Sox legend, Carl Yastrzemski.
Okay.
Before your time, it was like my mom's favorite player. But my uncle, her brother, looked like Carl Yastrzemski, would go to spring training on vacation down in Florida.
He would just be down there while the team was...
Right, but he wasn't even on the team at the time. This was past when Carl was on the team. He would go down there just to watch spring training and golf or do whatever, you know, guys that age at
that
point.
Do whatever people do in Florida.
Yeah, on vacation. And so he would go to spring training. It was just part of it. And people would come to him in the stands and think that he was Carl Yastrzemski watching the players from like...
Don't tell me he pretended.
He did. He would sign autographs for people as Carl Yastrzemski. He didn't have the heart to tell them no, and he thought it was hilarious. So there's like pictures of him like signing autographs as Carl Yastrzemski.
I think that's kind of bad. So that's worse than my mom pretending and nodding along to sign autographs. That's really committing to the bit.
Yeah, so there's some people out there that think they have an official Carl Yastrzemski autograph, that it's just my Uncle Alan.
I hope they haven't sold it on eBay and made a profit.
Yeah, they got it. They tried to get it verified and like, this is not his autograph.
Oh, no.
And we came up with this because Monica said somebody mistook her for Sexy Red.
Yeah, in an airport, they ran up to her and they were like, Sexy Red, can I have a picture? And she was like, oh, I'm sorry to disappoint. I'm not Sexy Red. And she posted about it on her Instagram. And then people are calling BS. And the one person replied and said, ain't nobody thought you look like Sexy Red.
I think that's a compliment, though, right? I love Monica. I'd rather catch Monica at the airport than Sexy
You'd
Red.
You'd be screaming.
Monica. Amber from Westbrook, have you ever been mistaken for somebody else?
Yeah, all the time. My friend mistaken me for Eddie Milonakis.
Did you say your friends or just people?
Some people and my friends.
No way. I actually love Andy Milonakis, so I wonder if I would do this to you if I saw you on the street.
Well, you probably would. I have the glasses like him.
So you're not offended by the fact that they're calling you Andrew Milonakis?
Oh, hell nah.
What is Andrew Milonakis up to? Have you done any research lately on his life?
I've seen him on TikTok a few times, but other than that, no.
He never ages. He always looks like he's 13. So that's like a good trait to have, right?
You're youthful.
Yes, it is, and I look so young.
Chloe and Wyndham, have you ever been mistaken for somebody else?
Yes, my great-grandmother. She's about 70.
Yeah.
She mixes me up for my mom, my sister, my grandmother. She mixes all of us up. The whole family.
Yeah, I have family members that do that too. They'll say six names before they get to my name, and they're like, "Yep, you got it right there. Stop on that one."
Yep. My name's Chloe, and I get Avery, Chloe, Kaylee. Yep, Chloe. Here, nope, Chloe.
Chloe. Angela in Bath, have you ever been mistaken for somebody else?
Yes, it happens to me actually all the time. And it's usually like someone that either the person knows or like their family member.
Just random people run up on you and think you're...
I'm a server, so I obviously wait on a lot of people. So I often, people are like, oh, do you know so-and-so? Or you look just like her. I had someone show me a picture of this person one time and it did not look like me.
I get in some of the biggest arguments with my friends when we'll be watching reality TV and I'll say, oh my gosh, doesn't this random person on this episode look like so-and-so we went to high school with? And I will get so upset when people say no. Cause I'm like, how do you not see the vision? And then they'll do the same thing later on with someone else. And then I'm like, no, how dare you think that, but you didn't agree with mine. Isn't that so weird how everyone perceives things differently? Like that person genuinely thought you looked like the person on their phone.
They really did. And I definitely did not look like this lady.
Rose from Holden, have you ever been mistaken for somebody else?
Not somebody specifically, but my funniest story is that I lost a lot of weight from Halloween to Halloween a few years back. And we went to the same place, my boyfriend's friend's place, and his dad, the second year, goes, hey, this one's hotter than the last one because I was wearing a wig. He didn't realize that it was me again.
Oh my God, did you say something?
No, it's a hilarious story that we talk about pretty frequently.
Oh my God.
That's crazy.
Can I make a confession to you guys?
Yeah.
I've done the same thing.
The same exact thing?
Yeah, so one of my friends in college had a picture, like a group photo, and there was a girl in it that he had his arm around, and I didn't recognize the girl, and she was bigger, and I was like, who's the big girl in the photo? And she was like, that's me. And it was his girl.
You said it to her?
She was in the room. It was his girlfriend who like lost a drastic amount of weight. Like didn't look anything like the girl.
Oh my God.
I was like, I knew his girlfriend. I didn't realize that it was the same girl and they had been dating for that long.
So I would want to crawl out of my skin.
More frequent than I thought.
Yeah, no. I think she was fine. I don't know. Maybe she's been harboring the resentment towards me for years. Just like Tara.
I hate that guy.
Just like Tara was for weeks on the vacuum question. I don't know. I'm starting to do some self-reflecting today. I might not be a good person.
This is good. This is good for you. Progress.
All right. We got to play Brains for Bank. 207-807-1104. I want to give you $800. Swing karma in my favor. Let's do this. 207-807-1104. $800 in the prize pot for Brains for Bank. Call right now. Call number 10. You're playing. Destiny from Westbrook. Have you ever been mistaken for somebody else?
I get mistaken by my oldest sister all the time.
For your sister?
Yeah, they think we're twins, but we're 10 years apart.
Oh.
How many years apart?
10.
Wow. Are you the younger or the older one?
I'm the younger.
Have you ever tried to take her ID?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. How old are you?
I'm 16.
Oh, you're only 16. All right. Scratch that whole conversation. I don't know. I don't want to put any bad ideas in your head. 16 years old. Are you trying to play Brains for Bank?
Yeah.
You might be our youngest winner if you win. $800 in the prize pot. You're our calling number 10. You want to give it a shot?
Yeah.
Is it your destiny to win $800?
Yeah, I hope so.
See what I did there, Tara? Because her name is Destiny.
One time a girl named Destiny threatened to beat me up, and I was wondering if you were her, but she's not 16. She's in her 30s now.
She's actually 12.
At the time she threatened to beat me up, I was indeed 16 and she was like 20. So it is not you. Phew.
All right, Destiny. Are you ready? Do you know how this works?
Yeah, I've been trying.
All right. So I'm going to give you one question. You'll have 5 seconds to answer. If you answer correctly within the 5 seconds, $800 is going to be yours. If you answer incorrectly or after the buzzer goes off, the money rolls over. And we're going to play for $900 this afternoon. Destiny, why aren't you in school right now?
I'm on break right now.
All right.
She has no time to waste.
All right. Are you ready for your question?
Yeah.
What is Lizzo's Instagram handle? Destiny, we didn't get an answer from you.
I did not know that one.
You want to take a guess at it?
No clue. don't follow her.
At Lizzo. It's at Lizzo B. Eaton.
I would have never got that.
You'll never.
I only made this the question because recently I discovered it wasn't Lizzo Beating.
It's Lizzo B Eating.
Lizzo B Eating. And I thought, what? For years I read it as Lizzo Beating.
Well, the good news here, Destiny, is maybe you can win some more money because the prize pot goes up to $900 coming up this afternoon. So give it another shot at 5 o'clock, all right?
Okay, I'll definitely try.
And we're going to hook you up with a consolation prize. We got a 4-pack of tickets for the circus on Friday if you want those.
I'll take those. Thank you.
Circus is going down Friday night at the Lewiston Coliseum, 7 p.m. Everybody who plays this week is going to get hooked up with a 4-pack of tickets. Win or lose for Brains for Bank. Brains for Bank is made hot in Maine by People's Choice Credit Union. Use your brains. Do your banking with People's Choice. You'll get personal local support and get on track for a better financial future. People'sChoiceCreditUnion.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
All right, let's give away these Dave Attell tickets. June 8th, State Theater. What day does June 8th fall on?
It is a Saturday night.
If you're looking for some free entertainment, a great comedy show, Dave Attell, a legend, probably one of your favorite podcasters, favorite comedians, I would say.
Great way to put it.
207-807-1104. 207-807-1104. We'll take call number 5 right now. We'll just go to number 5. 207-807-1104. Hit us up and we'll hook you up with free tickets to see Dave Attell at the State Theater on June 8th, which is a Saturday. I remember being young and staying up past my bedtime and watching his show Insomniac on Comedy Central, and he would always get into these crazy situations because the whole point of the show was to explore after hours spots at different locations throughout the country. I'm like, wow, there's some weirdos that live in our country, especially in the middle of nowhere. It was a great show. 207-807-1104. Call number 5 right now. We're hooking you up with tickets to see Dave Attell at the State Theater on June 8th. Hit us up. Caroline from Westbrook, are you trying to win Dave Attell tickets?
I am.
All right. We're going to hook you up with a pair of tickets. Congratulations. You're going to the show.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Who's your plus one going to be? Who are you bringing with you?
Probably my son.
All right. I don't know if I could go to a comedy show with my mom.
Why not?
I don't know. I feel like it would get awkward if she's laughing. It would be more so if she's laughing at certain jokes, you know?
Cool mom, though. She's a cool mom.
Oh, he's there.
He's chiming in. She's a cool mom.
All right. Cool mom.
All right. Cool mom, cool son. They're going to the show June 8th. Congratulations, guys.
Thank you
so much.
Alexis from Biddeford, you want to go see Dave Attell at the State Theater?
Absolutely.
All right. We're going to make this happen. We got an extra pair of tickets. We already got our call number 5, but I'm going to hook you up too. All right.
Lucky day.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate
it. Every once in a while, we sneak in an extra pair here and there, and you're benefiting from that today. Congrats.
Oh, thank you.
Who are you going to bring with you? Who's your plus one going to be to Dave Attell?
My best friend, Mariah.
Aww.
She actually just won 8 boogie tickets yesterday.
She won 8 boogie tickets?
Yeah, she won them yesterday or the day before. I can't remember.
Is she going to bring you to 8 boogie?
Yeah.
All right.
She better.
All right. That's a fair trade. You bring her to a show, she brings you to a show. All good.
Absolutely. Appreciate you guys.